You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
In this episode, we briefly discuss suicide. If you or a loved one need help, please call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 988. Hey, y'all. Hey, what's up? And welcome to Let's Red Table That. I'm Tracy T. Rowe.
And I'm Cara Presley. And do we have an amazing episode planned for you today or what, Tracy?
We truly do, because today we are recapping the A Different World reunion special. And we're not doing it alone. We have two guests coming to the virtual Red Table today. One of them is a fellow Red Table Talk OG, and the other is none other than Red Table Talk host Jada Pinkett Smith.
Yes, this has been a long time coming, and what a perfect episode to have Jada on. So we have more questions about A Different World, and we have some questions straight from the community for Jada. So stay tuned for all of the answers.
Let's welcome our first guest, Dr. Danita Crawford. Danita is a fellow Red Table Talk OG and co-organizer of the Red Table Talk Discussions Facebook group. Like the characters in A Different World, Danita attended an HBCU, and that experience forever impacted her life. She is here to tell us all about it today. Welcome, Dr. Danita.
Thank you for having me. I'm really excited to talk about this.
Yeah.
All right.
We're happy to have you here. Before we reveal our Wait What moments, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
This is the part of the show where we reveal which moments made us pause, rewind, and listen again. This week, it's all about the A Different World reunion. Moments.
Wait, what? Oh, right? My gosh.
I'm going to kick it off. Debbie revealing what Jada said to her the first time they met, which was, I'm the next Debbie Allen.
She walked in. She already had all that. And I said, wow, you are wonderful. So where are you from? I'm the next Debbie Allen. I'm like, ooh.
She said it.
Yeah, she said it. And I loved her from that minute. I said, hire her now.
So can y'all imagine a 17-year-old Jada Pinkett saying this?
That was bold.
I totally see it. It was bold. Dr. Danita, I agree. It was bold, and I see little feisty Jada Pinkett.
Yeah.
That was before she was Jada Pinkett Smith. I see her plain as day going in there saying that just as clear.
Yeah.
But I see that's how you get places. You have to be very bold.
Right. You have to claim it. So Debbie Allen had to wait, what? But then she was like, oh, don't hear now. Let me bring her forth. Oh my gosh. I love
let
Debbie
me meet
Allen.
This girl. Who is
yeah,
this?
Yeah, let me meet her because she just feels like she's going to be the next me. Let's see.
Yeah.
That was definitely a wait what. Another wait what moment was when Dawn Lewis reflected on how when she was on the show, she couldn't wait to tell the guest stars how inspirational they had been for her.
Yes.
But now people are sharing with Dawn and others on The Different World how they're an inspiration.
I couldn't wait to tell Ms. Horn how inspirational she was and how much she meant to me. Mm-hmm. So I walked over to her and she held my face in her hand. Mm. And said, you on that show, aren't you? And I said, yeah. She says, your name is Dawn. You good at Jaleesa. She said, y'all are doing such a good job. Y'all keep that up. I'm so proud of you. And I'm thinking to myself, I was waiting to tell you how you inspired me and so many others. But it flips me to now who we have become to people who walk up to us and say, you don't know how you inspired me, how you changed my life.
Okay, so now, Dr. Danita, I know how you feel about A Different World.
I do love
it. How have the cast and crew of A Different World inspired you?
They've inspired me in many ways throughout my life. Like we've discussed before, I did attend the NHBCU and it was all because of A Different World. I used to watch that show when I was younger. I used to watch it while I was in college. It actually was my first impression of what an all-Black environment would be. Mm-hmm. I used to live in an all-Hispanic environment. Mm-hmm. And then I moved to a predominantly white community. And then after that, A Different World presented another concept to me. While my family was very much Black, I had never lived in a community like that. So it just triggered something in me to say, like, you know what? I would like to live in that kind of environment. I would like to be able to see how it feels to live among my people. Yeah. And my mom was a little hesitant, but I kind of convinced her when I got a scholarship. I convinced her to let me go. And it was like mind-blowing how amazing my experience was. It was very similar to A Different World in many aspects. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. So now give us one little snippet. How was it similar to your HBCU experience compared to Hillman?
Okay, let's think of some of the fun parts. I would say joining a sorority. I'm a part of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. And my membership intake was very similar to when Whitley and Kim were joining their organization and Ron was joining his organization. You know, you just learn and you grow with the sisterhood. And I don't think I would have even thought to join an organization had I not seen that. And I had this perception of what it was supposed to be like. It was a very similar presentation to what the show did. I was just all in. I was just ready to go. I wanted to participate in everything the college had to offer. I just knew that watching the show that, oh, this is what they did in regards to housing. This is what they did in regards to activities. They participated in all kinds of activities. Mm-hmm. I'm going to participate. I'm going to immerse myself into this entire community so that I can get as much as I can out of this.
What do you think the show did for Black people in America?
It showed them a different way of life. It was, oh, wait, I grew up with Rudy. Hold on. Denise is in college? Wait, do I have to go to college?
That
wait, what can I do at college? Oh, my God, this is so fun. And then you see Denise's challenges and how she's not managing her finances well. Mm-hmm. And I'm just one of those people that I see something on TV and I learn from other people. And I seen how she was just like, oh, she was just messing up everywhere she could turn. And I'm like, nope, I'm not applying for credit cards because that's going to mess up my finances.
Oh my gosh, you know, that's so good.
I was very much like the person who was like, this happened in that show. So guess what? I learned from that mistake. So I'm not going to do
you
that.
You didn't have to experience it yourself. So you really allowed the show to help give you some direction and guidance on how you could navigate through your own journey. And it took what was maybe not a standard that you would transition from high school to college and made it become like a natural progression for you.
Exactly. I grew up in the era of the after school specials where, you know, they said, don't do drugs. And guess what? Nope, I'm not doing drugs.
Right.
This is your brain
I can't
on drugs.
Do drugs. Yes, this is your brain
on drugs. That Friday, boy. Yeah.
Yes. That's so good. That's a major wait what. That was a wait what. This changed my life.
Right. Yes, yes, right. It did. I would not have even known about HBCUs. I promise you.
Oh, I wow. love that for you.
That's a major weight. What? That's right. Great.
Oh, no, I love that for you. And like, I think we all just have our history with a different world. And I remember it beginning. And I also remember like the later season when the beginning characters kind of transitioned into the older, the senior students, of course. And then they've graduated and things like that. So all of the actors sharing their favorite moments and episodes. What is your favorite moment or episode from A Different World?
I think it's cliche because we all have that same favorite moment where Dwayne runs after Whitley.
Wait, please, baby.
I object. My number one favorite. And then I do like the one where Kim, she had to confront some issues she had with her complexion. Oh. You teared up thinking about how much people of color have to go through, especially when even just the little things could be offensive. And some of detail. That stuff you don't even realize, just saying like, oh, you're like a marm. I forgot how they said it in the show, but it was like, you're a marm, or you're like the Aunt Jemima type. Mm-hmm. And you don't realize that you are referencing these characters that are very mm-hmm. offensive to certain people. And I remember being really impacted by that. There's just some sensitive topics that you don't realize how you're offending someone until you see it, or you see how they've been affected, or you've even experienced it yourself so that you can relate.
Yeah, that's big.
Oh, I love it.
Woo! Okay, so now we have 35 years, which I could not believe. Yes. I could not believe it had been 35 years.
Me neither.
And when I think about the reunion, there's so many things that I was looking forward to seeing and some cast members I was absolutely looking forward to. What did you think about this reunion, y'all?
I felt like I got everything I needed. I got to see all of my favorite characters. I was kind of shocked because initially I was like, oh, I'm surprised that everyone didn't get to join when I first started watching the show. Okay. And then when I started to see everybody presenting themselves, I saw Freddie and I, you know, I just saw everyone, even down to the next generation of Hillman students. I was really excited to see them as well because they had a lot of impactful shows. Like they like did. Even the rape episode, that was very impactful.
That episode, then, oh my gosh, they touched on a lot of things that were sensitive and somewhat taboo. What were any of the stories that you heard that the cast shared that surprised you?
The number one surprise was just how they were treated. I think I was surprised at how they were treated because you see the show and you realize you thought that they were like a family. You thought it was just so like they were so connected to like the entire project was connected. But to hear the struggles that they went through as actors and still were able to pull out such amazing content, it's like, wow, you really have to be talented. And just hearing the stories that they told about their relationships with each other and how they had to defend each other was something that, you know, you strive for in relation to just the people in your community, your sisters, your brothers. You want to strive to become that, where you're an advocate for them.
And how Jasmine Guy said, no, if it's happening to them, it's happening to me.
Exactly.
Yeah, shout out to Jasmine Guy for that strong stance. I can tell y'all one of the things I was surprised about. The show is right in line with my time frame, right? Like I was 16 when A Different World came out. And so very much the trajectory of what they did from high school and then with Denise being in college at Hillman. It was amazing to me to know from behind the scenes how much influence Debbie Allen made on the show and how I honestly believe if she hadn't become a part of it and been the showrunner, the show probably wouldn't have made it because it was not.
I believe that.
Yeah, they didn't have the authenticity. It was okay in the beginning because we literally got to see the stage set for Denise, right? But when it started getting into those real life experiences and Dr. Danita, some of the things that you were saying and how it was truly reflective of your own experience, without Debbie Allen having been a Howard graduate, I don't think we would have seen the authenticity of an HBCU reflected in that show. Yeah. So I was grateful. I mean, Debbie Allen is a force. She's just phenomenal. I've always just adored her and had so much respect for her. But this took it to another level for me. That was one of the stories. I was like, oh my gosh. You know, I remember when she came on, but I didn't know what she did for the actors. Yeah. And how she empowered them to really be their truest, best selves in that space.
And to be honest, I just found that out. I just found that out watching this episode. So when she said that she came in, I believe she said it was like a season later where they were all upset about how the direction it was taking.
Yeah, right.
It's funny because you notice the shift.
You do.
In the show.
You do.
You do. And right. then you start to see how the culture starts to be presented.
Mm-hmm. Even in the language of the script. So when she said in the show how the writers were here and the actors were here, like still two separate rooms.
Right.
I felt that and understood it yes. better. So I hear exactly what you're saying, Dr. Dinda. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's good. I love the reunion. And like
Me
you,
too.
I was glad to see everyone. There was an obvious person missing, but yeah. with the exception of that, it was phenomenal. Overdue and right on time all at the same time.
It Absolutely. Felt like a reunion, like your own family reunion. Like,
I
know these yeah. people. I know yeah. you. I don't
I
know you. I'm sorry,
I like,
but
oh,
I do.
How are you doing?
Yes.
How's the family?
I really right. started to tear up. Like, oh my gosh, like they're real. Like they're, you know, because you've seen like some of the reunions that they've attempted, but they don't yeah. really get into the nitty gritty or the discussion of what was really going on behind the scenes. How do
that
you really
part.
Feel about each other? And this one really dug in. It really dug mm. into the part where you felt truly connected to the character and the actress or the actor.
Right. Yeah, personally and professionally, just both
Yes,
sides.
Exactly.
A Different World introduced you to HBCUs, as you shared earlier. And of course, you were able to attend Cheney University of Pennsylvania, which is
yes.
the oldest HBCU in America. I should go ahead
yes.
and or not. But how did Cheney mirror Hillman College, or was it completely different? Let someone know. Some
of course, there were some aspects that were different, but yeah. Greek life was very much the same. The whole bookstore financial struggle was the same, going to yeah. try to register for classes. I remember seeing one of the episodes. I believe it was Lena who was having trouble registering. She couldn't find housing. Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah.
We've all been there. If you went to an HBCU, we can all connect on that same thing about how difficult it is to register. And then also the housing aspect of it. Like
that's just, still an issue today.
Literally.
I think it is still an issue today. Yeah. There
specifically
happened,
a Howard. They just went through that.
Yes, mm-hmm. exactly. But even with the struggles, you just have the amazing connection with the people. And just even as a graduate or an alumni of Cheney
yeah.
University, I can call on anyone that's went to Cheney and we mm-hmm. have an instant connection because we just
oh.
know where we came from. It's
oh,
just,
wow.
It, I promise you, it's just something that is unimaginable. And when I talk to some of my friends who went to PWIs, predominantly
yeah.
white
yeah.
institutions,
yeah.
they struggle with that. And they struggle
That's
with
me.
Keeping a connection, really.
That's me.
Yeah.
I swear. When you said that, I was like, oh, that must be nice.
It is. It is. It's amazing. We go to our homecomings and it just feels, like I said, like a family reunion. You just,
that, yeah,
you
right.
remember these people. Even if you haven't seen them in 20 years, you see their face and it's just like, okay.
And we, I'm going to tell you something. As a PWI kid, being a Michigander, I went to Kalamazoo. And like the closest I'm going to come to being connected, I can tell y'all, is Terry Crews, who grew up in Flint.
Oh.
And my mom knows his dad. They work together. And here's the thing. We were at school at the same time.
Wow.
We were on campus at the same time. I didn't realize that until earlier this year.
Really?
That's how crazy. That's how spread out we are because he
right.
was on the football team and obviously I wasn't. And so
right.
it was like a totally different experience.
Yeah.
Whereas HBCU life,
you know everyone who went to
you,
the school.
Right.
There's some larger HBCUs where you might not, but
right.
you go to a Cheney University where it's very intimate. It's very family oriented. The first day at orientation, you have some of the coaches and instructors at that orientation telling your parents that you're going to be okay. And
oh,
they
wow,
basically
yeah.
take the reins on how you're going to mature and grow
yeah.
up. They go mm-hmm. into how you're supposed to interact with society. They care about you in a way that I do not think I would have been cared for at a PWI.
Yeah. I can tell you, you're right. You're absolutely
yeah.
right. I, to
yeah.
this day, wish I had gone to an HBCU. Yeah, it's like, I feel like I've been robbed now that, you know,
oh.
the reunion and hearing you, I'm like, doggone it. I should have just went ahead and gone. Dang it.
Well, I always feel like there's no limit. So if you want to go.
Go
we,
back.
We had students that were all ages there and they felt just as
Dr. Danita, you know what? That's so sweet. Bless your heart. You're doing your level best. No, ma'am. No, Pam. No, lamb. I'm not going back to school. We're done with that. We're done with that.
Well, you can come with me to homecoming.
But now you just finished another major milestone. And we know
yes,
that
Dr.
A Different World, Dr. Danita. And we were
yes,
right there
you.
Cheering you on and so proud
thank
of
you. Thank
you
so much.
How did the experience that you had at Cheney shape the rest of your life?
You have so much freedom, even just as a Black woman, like I had so much
yeah.
freedom to be who I was. It's just the challenges you deal with when you're at school. there were so many different challenges that we had to deal with that when you finally graduate, life becomes a little easier. Not to say that there aren't challenges when you're older. It's just that every time you think about a challenge as an adult, you think back to, man, I had way more issues when I was in college, or I had to deal with so many challenges when I was a young adult that this is nothing. Let me just finish school. Mm. Even in those stressful moments, I have people that I can call. I know how to connect to my support system. I have an amazing support system. I don't think they can compare to my support system. At the drop of a hat, if I'm having an issue, I know who to call. I know That's exactly awesome. Who will bring me down. I know who will pep me up. I know who will set me straight. And that all comes from just Cheney University. Everyone that I connect with in regards to like just making sure that I'm okay has attended Cheney University. Not to say everyone, because there are some people that I've connected with along the way, but my core group, they attended Cheney University and they know the Danita that was at Cheney University is not the Danita that you see before you today.
The evolution.
Really? And that connects to a different world very much, because look at how Freddie's transition was. I was kind of like Freddie, where she was a little lost and she had her moments where it was like, what is she talking about? My friends used to be like, you're a little goofy. What's going on, girl? And then all of a sudden you start to transition into, okay, maybe I do want to become a professional. I'm not a nomad. Right. Like, I'm not a flaky person. Right. I want to become a mature adult. And then you see that shift in a person. And everyone that I've attended Cheney University with has allowed me to have that shift. They've allowed me to mature. It's not like they're still trying to hold me to the same immaturity that I had as an undergrad.
Right. That is so powerful, because you want to have those be lifetime relationships that you forge, because it helps you as you go through your evolution to know that you have some foundational steadiness, right?
Exactly.
And that you will be able to pass that on. Like, the number of people that are having the opportunity to listen to us now and say, you know what? A different world isn't on, and I can catch it in the reruns and I can go and look at episodes, but I can hear firsthand from someone who attended an HBCU. And now I can include that in my consideration for my choices as a college. That's so powerful, because hearing you, like, I'm telling you, I wish I had gone to an HBCU myself. And so I want to thank you for that.
But at least we have our experience. That's why we need these conversations.
That's right.
Yes, it's so important. Exactly.
Do I need to go back? Should I go back?
And Oh, no. Wait a minute.
Not you. We know you're done.
There's no return.
I'm talking about the other people, the other million people who've listened to this podcast.
Yes. Not me. That ship has sailed. But for those who are sailing on to college, consider it. Because when you hear Dr. Danita, it was definitely something that made her life.
It was
the catalyst for that. So I'm so grateful to be a part of this. And Dr. Danita, we could talk to you for hours. I know. So much more we could discuss on the impact of HBCUs.
Yeah.
But we have to go. So we want to say to a fellow Red Table Talk OG.
OG.
We are so grateful for you being here and coming to the Virtual Red Table to share your HBCU experience and enjoy the A Different World reunion with us. Thank you, Dr. Danita.
I do appreciate you allowing me to be here. If it can even persuade one person to consider an HBCU, don't make it your second choice. Think about it as a first option, because it really does change lives. It really did.
I love that.
All right, y'all, we're taking one more break. And when we return, Jada will be joining us. So don't go anywhere.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
No more waiting. It is time to welcome our very special guest straight from the red table herself, Miss Jada Pinkett Smith. Welcome.
Hello, yes. You successful ladies. How y'all doing?
Yes, indeed. Hey, we are doing every day amazingly. That's how we are doing. We are super excited to be here with you and so grateful that you're coming fresh from the table to our virtual red table.
Yes.
We have lots to talk about.
I know. Y'all have been doing such a beautiful job. I have so much fun listening to you guys. Thank you for what you do. And I'm just happy to be here.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
We are excited to talk about a different world. And at the reunion, you said that times are hard right now for a lot of people. And you hope this episode would bring some joy for people. I can tell you, it accomplished that for me. Mm-hmm. The topics at the red table have been heavy this season. How do you take care of yourself in the midst of opening yourself up to these tough conversations?
Well, you know, I'm in therapy.
Amen.
That is just learning how to feel safe in my vulnerability, because that's the only place to really exist in regards to trying to be the most loving and giving person that one can be. You really have to learn how to feel safe in your vulnerability. One of the things that I love most about the red table is just kind of creating space for other people to feel safe in their vulnerability. Fortunately, in this world today, we just don't have a lot of that, especially for people in general. I'm not gonna say especially for anybody, just for people in general. Just
that's true.
Creating safe space where we can just be in our hearts honestly, be in our experiences honestly. It's a process. I've been in this process for many, many, many years. It's not like it just, you know, happened one day. Over the years of just me learning how to be with myself and be with my experiences, embracing my journey and creating the red table to help others embrace their journey, because this is life. You know, we are all trying to figure out how to do this thing.
Ain't we?
That's absolutely true. And to do it in the most authentic way.
Yeah, to do it in an authentic way, because we do ourselves such a disservice. And the thing is, life isn't created in a way of like, okay, I'm going to be my authentic self and I'm going to feel safe if the world creates that for me to do. It's like, no, that's not happening. So you have to really learn how to create that in yourself. And if you're really blessed, if you find any space that offers that to you, you got to really, really be grateful for that. Don't take that for granted.
It's the safe spaces for me. I love a safe space. Red Table is one of my favorite safe spaces. We have been a part of this journey for years now. I'm so blessed to say that.
Y'all are OGs. Y'all day one.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
OGs, day one.
OGs.
Day one.
Day one.
Right. And just with the variety of people you've had come to the table, come even to just your home, how do you go about conversations at the table with people who are close with you, maybe even personal friends, versus those you're just meeting for the first time?
You know what's interesting? It's hard for me to have conversations with people that I actually am close with at the table. It's so hard because that protective mode comes out. It's so interesting, isn't it? Right. I'm like, no, we're not going to talk about that next. You know what I mean? It's like,
I want to shield you from that. I don't want you to feel that pain.
I don't want you to feel all that, you know? And it's so funny with that. I have such a level of discomfort. It's very hard for me to transition sometimes my personal relationships with certain people onto the table in front of cameras. And sometimes it's not, but most of the time it is.
Right.
I remember when Queen came to the table, because I know how Queen, as strong as she is, she's such a gentle, like, soul, you know what I mean? And I know how private she is. Right. She's got such a warm heart. Like, I was like, no, don't talk,
Mama
don't
Bear
talk about
out.
That.
We're not going to talk about that.
We're not talking about that.
I don't want you to. I don't want you to hurt.
I don't want to see you feel that right now, because then I can't jump over this table and just hold you. And I'm used to that. You know, I don't want to have to be in my professional, like, you know, we're at the table, we're talking. Mm-hmm. I can't just be myself with my friends. I have to be in this different state. So yeah. mm-hmm. that's hard. But
when you do it well.
Thank you.
Yes. You really do.
I appreciate that. And I really like when I don't know.
It's a good balance.
Yes.
Yeah. It's right. a good balance because you really can't tell, aside from the fact that you share with us that mm-hmm. you have a relationship with people, you can't tell in the way that you are engage with them that you know them or you're safeguarding yourself from that. So you do a wonderful job of those interviews with the people that you care about.
Thank you for that. I really appreciate that. And then, you know, there have been people that have come to the table that I didn't know and I didn't think I was going to have a fantastic connection with. I made so many new friends and that is so awesome to me when I have the opportunity to like connect with people that I never thought I would. Yeah. And we get to vibe together and we get to like mm-hmm. share that kind of space together. So it's almost like you gain a home girl, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
It's so neat because this show is a show where you do open up about your personal mm-hmm. life. Mm-hmm. How do you maintain the balance of transparency while still keeping some aspects private?
Well, you'd be shocked to know that people think that I have opened on the table and they have no idea how much I don't. And I know it seems like from many kinds of episodes that we've had, that I have poured my life onto the table and people have absolutely no idea. Mm-hmm. You know, I think once my book comes out, people have an understanding because there's but so much that you can really say in yeah. an hour. I definitely have shared some intense moments of my life for mm-hmm. sure, but I often hear like, and I'm laughing because it's just funny, but like people say, man, you're so open, you say so much, and I'm thinking to myself in my mind, that's not even scratching the surface, you know?
Right. Mm. It's because it's so fresh and new for them to hear someone speak their truth that is a celebrity.
Yeah.
That is probably what makes it seem like you're giving so much because you are open with what you do give.
Yeah. Because that's, you know, I don't know how to do that any other way. It's like mm-hmm. there is transparency, but there's a lot of privacy. Each person has to decide what that looks like for them.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm.
So I've heard you talk about the book a couple of other times. Is the book in the works? Like, should we be on standby waiting? Or are you just teasing us with it? What's going on with the book?
The book is coming out in the fall. Ooh, 2023.
Yes. Come on.
You know, the book is a journey, a deeper journey.
Mm. Yes.
It's a healing book. And even in writing it has been a deeply cathartic healing journey that'll be out in 2023.
I'm looking forward
to
it.
Oh, I'm excited. It's the countdown yeah. for me.
Just knowing all that we've seen in terms of growth and how you've connected us to other professionals
yeah.
that have given us the ability to learn and look at our own truths and say, okay, wait a second, I need to get this together or I'm doing mm-hmm. okay in this area. And you can identify it. This season alone has been so unbelievably educational.
Very.
Right.
So how do you decide which topics to shine a light on at the Red Table? And can you walk us through that decision process?
So it really depends. It depends on what's going on in everybody's life on board, you know, mm-hmm. whether it's producers, whether it's Willow, you know, Willow be like, Mom, I really want to talk about this subject. Like, oh, okay. You know, she's really passionate about something. Or Gam. Okay, I'm like, mm-hmm. no, yeah. we gonna have to talk about this because no, it really just depends. And then there's some people who call us and they're like, I really need a safe space. And we get a lot of those calls and it's very difficult to decide. You know, we only do but so many a year.
Right.
And it's painful because right. I wish we had the ability to do more, but it's intense stuff and we do a bundle and then we got to rest up and rejuvenate and take care.
That part.
And it seems easy to do. People who come to the table, that's usually a 3-hour conversation. Right. You guys know that because
right.
you got
that part. Right.
We do.
Yeah. They're long. You know what I mean? You hold the space right. for a long
it's
time.
The day.
You know,
yes.
with some yes. heavy stuff, you know? And so
yeah.
we have to take some time off. We just have to see what's happening. We have to see what's just happening in the world as far as like, okay, what are the issues and what are the things that people are looking to talk about, heal around, we definitely take that into account.
And stay relevant with it, because I remember when COVID, right at the beginning mm-hmm. of it, we were at the precipice of it and we had an opportunity to have a conversation. You all gave us the opportunity to say, here are our thoughts. And yes, it's so important for you to talk about this. And so there's some flexibility that you factor yeah. in that's so appreciated to stay current with what's happening.
You know, we were lucky to be able to do that, which is one of the reasons why I wanted to go to a platform like Facebook to have that kind of flexibility. You just don't have right. that everywhere. That was an interesting time during that right. COVID.
And it was real time, thankfully.
Yeah.
So thank you, Red Table Talk. I love it.
Yeah.
Woo! Getting back to a different world.
Yes.
On the show, you were playing a character who was about the same age as Willow now. And you did mention that in the episode, looking back, that you see Willow. How does that impact the way you view a different world today? Because I see Willow too, sis.
Yeah, I mean, it's a different world is still so supremely relevant. When we're looking back at all these topics, as far as the topics we did around race, the topics that we did right. around domestic mm. violence, the topics we did right. around politics, man, pretty much
same
the
thing.
State of what we were dealing with at that time is the same in many ways. And so it's still deeply relevant. The clothes might be a little outdated, but even that's coming back. So, you know.
Are they? I'm about to say, are they?
Those are back. Because you, know I mean? You were back, totally sis. Rocking a cold shoulder, you know.
Right.
So right. And braids still, ain't going anywhere.
It's still really relevant. Mm-hmm. And Willow's, she's so vocal and fiery and opinionated. You know, she's like a college student to me. And how she stays on top of her reading, and she's always on me. Like, Ma, you can't say it like that. You can't say that anymore. And it's like, well, what you mean? She's like, nah, that you can't say that. You know, she's right. always schooling me, you know, and that reminds me of Lena. Just mm-hmm. always politically mm-hmm. correct, get it together.
Just do better.
Just do better.
Right.
You know,
right.
that's Willow. Just do better. So that spirit just reminds me of Lena and just kind of mm-hmm. in that stage of self-actualizing. And that's where Willow is, you know, and being open and like exploring and just in awe of all the possibilities of life. Mm-hmm. And so mm-hmm. she reminds me so much of Lena in that way.
Right. A force. A complete force.
A Willow, complete force.
Yes, she X. is. And sage and wise yes. beyond.
She's well far beyond. More wise than Lena at that age. But I do believe that young people today, because they have so much access with right. the mm-hmm. internet that we didn't have mm-hmm. at that age. You know what I mean? Right. We had to go all the right. way to the library. To, you
Girl.
Know,
right. And get the Britannica. Right. Talk about
and
it.
And look up Duff and pull out the books, whereas they could just yeah. type something in on their phone and they got the answer right there.
Google
they
it.
Can get in contact with somebody in the other part of the world somewhere and get the 411 yes. on what's happening.
Exactly right.
So
exactly right. You mentioned at the reunion that your favorite episode, Homie, Don't You Know mm-hmm. Me, with Tupac.
Right.
That episode had some powerful statements about personal growth, cultural codes, and peer expectations and relationships. Mm-hmm. Which of those most resonated with you then, and which hit home today?
I mean, I think the peer expectations is still really relevant, and that probably hit the most. I think it was really so interesting that you asked that, because at that particular time, Pac and I were really trying to figure out how to deal with our new lifestyles in regards to coming into a certain amount of notoriety and all the opportunity that was coming our way. It was kind of, in a lot of ways, creating this chasm between this new life we were coming into and an old life that we were not trying to leave behind and really trying yeah. to figure out the balance. That was a really interesting time for us. That particular peer expectation of, like, even us having friends feeling like, oh, so y'all can't come here no more. You know, it's like, no.
Right.
you know.
No, right. No, we can't. And I'm not acting funny.
Right. I'm like, not trying to be, you know, but it's like, I can't anymore. It's different.
I don't think I'm too good for you.
Yeah. And you get right. all of that. And I had to learn fast that nobody can really understand where you sit if they haven't been there. And so I had to learn quick how not to take offense to mm-hmm. them not understanding.
Did having Tupac experiencing what you were experiencing in the same time frame help you?
Absolutely. It helped us both, for sure.
This reminiscent, I mean, it just has me thinking. I mean, we actually talked to Gam again, and she said she still loves you as Peaches. And I love seeing you on A Different World. So I'm just thinking, is there any acting coming up? I mean, is there anything, any new projects that you're working on? I love seeing you in The Equalizer. We're going to bring that up.
Yeah, it's definitely some stuff that I'm thinking about diving back into. Okay. I definitely have two projects that I'm thinking about. I'm older now. You know, for me, it's got to be about some real joy.
Right.
In regards to how I spend my time. But I definitely have two projects and I'm looking at like, all right, let's see, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I might be.
51. It just hits different,
it
doesn't it?
It does. 51 hits so different.
Come on, 51.
I'm like, I've been there, done all that. I've been in this damn yes. game for
yes.
3 decades right. plus. Like I'm an OG, so it's gotta be
It's gotta
fun.
Be an alignment.
Yeah, it's gotta be
yeah.
fun.
But I love Red Table Talk. I wanna see you at the table, but I mean I also love Stoney too. Let
I
me just
know.
Say it while I'm here.
It's a, that's but, what I'm saying. It's a couple of things. We'll see.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Okay. We know there can't be a Set It Off reunion, so we know there's no point. You know, we can't have a sequel to Set It Off.
No. I don't even want to. No.
No, because all my girls are gone.
She's gone.
They all
That's
gone.
What, all of them are gone.
What about a podcast or any other avenues like that? I mean, of course, thank you for coming to Let's Red Table, that the official fan rewatch podcast for Red Table Talk. But what about you? Any other podcast vibes?
You know, I feel like I talk enough on Red Table. I get tired of hearing myself on there, honestly. Like, I know people ain't trying to hear me talk no more. I can't even be mad at that, you know?
Oh, I love it. Not no more.
We've asked our questions, but we have some questions directly from the fans. Are you ready to give some answers, Jada?
Sure.
Well, here's Portia Flowers with her question.
A Different World was pretty progressive for its time, but a lot has changed since then. If A Different World were done today, what topics do you think it would cover?
I don't know if we did a show around suicide.
So relevant.
So given
what we know
yeah,
today.
Yeah, given what we know today, our precious Twitch is no longer with us. I think suicide is more prevalent in the Black community now than it's ever been. We would have definitely dealt with suicide, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was talking to, many friends today because we were just, you know, one of the things, having gone through my own struggles with suicide and tendencies and what have you. You know, I said one of the things specifically for the Black community is that we don't have the language when we're in trouble, because it's like from a lot of the environments that we come out of, right? It's like everybody's having a hard time. When you're trying to figure out the language of how to express, no, this is a different kind of hard time.
Pressure.
The pressure
feels different.
It feels different. I don't want to be here anymore. How do you express that?
And when you're not an anomaly.
Right. And when you're not an anomaly. That's it. That's what I was trying to explain to my friends today. Also, just the shame, because when you Black and you like, well, my ancestors survived being whooped, raped, kids getting stoned, they survived slavery. Why am I having such a difficult time? And especially if you've had the opportunity to experience a piece of your dream, right? And then other people around you are looking at you like, well, what's wrong?
Right.
They think that is the be all end all.
That's it.
And so yeah. then mm-hmm. that compacts the shame. It limits the language of like, I'm mm-hmm. having a hard time. It's like, well, what does that mean? Right, We're all having, like, what do you mean? Right. So I was telling a friend of mine today, we talk so much about, hey, check on your strong friends, check on your people. It's like, yes, we need to do that for sure. But we also need to talk mm-hmm. to people who are having a hard time. We need to give them a language. How do you express that you can't do this anymore?
Just sorrow.
You know? Or just that I can't do this anymore.
Right.
And I'm not playing.
Right. Right. How do you have the space to say that?
How do you have the space and the courage? Some people can't even get that out of their mouths because of the shame. And so it's so much shame.
Yeah.
For sure.
Before we go to the next question, on behalf of the Let's Red Table That family, we would like to extend our sincerest sympathy to the family of Twitch, his fans, and all who knew and loved him. Taylor Brown has a question that I am also really curious to know the answer to. Here's Taylor.
Growing up, my mom and I would watch the reruns together, and now I watch the reruns with my kids. So I want to know, do you watch the reruns with your kids?
Yeah, nah.
I could already see you shaking your head. You're like,
No. I don't think I've watched too much of anything I've done with my kids. If we're not like at an event, like a premiere or anything like that,
really?
Mm-mm. Okay, so tell us more about that. Is that because they don't want to see it, or you don't want to see it with them?
It's just not something we do. It's like, I'm mommy. They don't care about none of that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's different with their dad. But something about that mommy relationship, they like...
You can do everything under the sun, but at the end of the day, you're mom.
Yeah, and what they did like to do that they saw me do a lot was when I was out on the road. They used to love to watch me perform, specifically Willow.
Okay.
Yeah, Willow loved it.
That makes sense.
Have to sneak her in.
That makes total sense.
It does.
She was watching you because she was at your feet learning.
Yeah. So Willow was in preparation.
She was saying, okay, I'm taking notes now.
And she I'd sneak her in to the club on the security shoulders for like 10 minutes so she can watch. You know what I mean?
That's good.
She was on
tour
with
me.
Her and Jay were on
that's
tour.
Good.
So they did that. They enjoyed being with me on tour. They enjoyed watching me perform music. But for some reason, movies and TV.
Well, it's so much more structured.
I also think it's like, that's the work. Like, that's my mom's job. For them, that's my mom's job. I want to be with mom when it's mom. So I think the performance was like something different, right? Just a different aspect of you.
Yeah, it was like an experience. It was like, oh, we get to do this together. Right. They like being on the set, you know, and watching me like that and being with me like that.
Yeah.
They love being on the set, but like sitting and we're going to watch something mommy did. And it's like,
Okay.
Yeah.
It's time for the final fan question, and this one is from Kiana Robinson.
Which characteristics, moments, or decisions for your character felt most aligned with who you were and your own identity at the time? And which moments, characteristics, or decisions were a little harder to lean into? So maybe they made a decision that you yourself wouldn't have made.
Yeah, no, because, you know, Debbie created that character, Lena James, off of... me.
Yes.
Right.
You and your boldness.
What a blessing.
I am going
to
be
the gift make room for you for me.
And it's so funny because I looked at it as a compliment because I was just like, she was all we had.
She was.
She was it, you know? And so I was like, I'm going to do that. I'm a dance. I'm going to direct. I'm going to act. I'm going to sing. Like Debbie did it all. And so I wanted to be a Black female talent like that. So when I got to meet her, it was I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to be the next you.
Right.
You know.
And I love it.
You know.
Oh, God, and I love it.
That's like the ultimate compliment.
Yeah.
Had you ever talked to her about that prior to sitting at the table and talking at the reunion about you saying,
oh,
I am
she
the
used
next
to bring
Debbie
up
Allen.
All the time. You know, she used to bring that up all the time. She took me under her wing from that moment on. She told me in the room, she said, I'm not going to hire you for this, but you're going to come on this show as a series regular. Wow. We're going to create this role around you. She said, tell me about you.
That.
So I told her my whole story, and she was like, that's what we're going to do. We're going to create a character around you. It was...
Your gift will make room for you.
I have never had experience like that in Hollywood ever again. You know, when somebody, you walk into a room and they just see you. So much so that they take you under their wing. Only Debbie.
That's the best affirmation
That's the best affirmation I could ever have. And I was 19 years old. I'd only been in LA for a year and a half.
That was divinely ordered.
You kidding me? I'm so clear about that.
Right.
Yeah, she gave me the wings that I needed, and my career took off. Mm. It took off from there. I remember being on the show. I got menaced to society, and they didn't want to let me out of my contract, but like adjust my schedule because I was willing to do both things, which I ended up doing. Debbie went in there. She went in there. She was like, oh, no.
She went to
the principal's office. And she said, no, we're going to let this baby do this movie. That's what we are going to do. Mm. So
she literally changed the course of a different world.
She absolutely did. Really created a staple, in my opinion, in Black culture in such a beautiful way. Mm-hmm. Different world is just, it's just its own thing. I feel so blessed to have been a part of that legacy, for sure.
It's timeless, priceless.
You found the right person to have as your beacon.
As my beacon, as my angel, as my Hollywood mom, as just to this day, Debbie is like one of my greatest supporters, no matter what's going on.
Oh, I love that. I love that. I appreciate that you also support us. You have taken Tracy and I under your wing, and we were able to host this podcast, be here with you, and just have so many amazing moments. And of course, we could keep you for hours and hours, but I'm sure that you have some places to be, so we're going to let you go for now. But thank you so much
with
for joining us.
With the promise that we'll see you again soon.
Absolutely.
I believe it.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Thank you so much, ladies. I appreciate you so much.
Thanks.
You guys have just been just such great supporters. I mean, from day one. I love you both so much. And
we love you back.
Yeah, you guys are just fantastic. You really are. You guys are just beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. So thank you for having me.
We want to know what you're feeling about this new season of Red Table Talk. And we are open to talk about anything with you all. So send in your questions at letsredtablethat@redtabletalk.com or leave us a voicemail at speakpipe.com/letsredtablethat.
Thank you so much for listening. We are so, so, so grateful for you. We have 1 million downloads and we want to make sure they keep coming. So make sure you subscribe on iHeartRadio app and please rate this podcast on Apple Podcasts. This is our season one finale, but we hope to be back soon for season two of Let's Red Table That. Special thanks to executive producers Jada Pinkett Smith,
Fallon Jethro,
and Ellen Rakuten.
Thank you to our producer, Kyla Kineru,
and our associate producer, Yolanda Chow.
And finally, thanks to our sound engineer, Stephanie Aguilar.
Let's Red Table That.
Hey.
Let's Red Table That.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on Hollywood FreeWorldReporter.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV, and be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.